Riverbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
ZRA refutes allegations of political interference. Political parties risk electoral setbacks by ignoring grassroots support, governor's advocate has warned. In international news, Tanzania's president visits Russia amid trade ties with the West. In sports news, the Copper Queens ramp up preparations for the four tournaments, for the Four Nations tournament.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and the lab news every day, my name is Suilanji Mulenga. The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has dismissed allegations circulating on social media that it has impounded goods belonging to a political party, describing the claims as false and misleading. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Olivan Zala says investigations conducted by the authority have revealed that there are no goods belonging to any political party currently in ZRA custody. Mr. Zala says all cargo interceptions at borders and checkpoints are routine customs enforcement operations intended to verify tax compliance and should not be interpreted as politically motivated actions. He explains that custom clearance procedures, border detentions and tax enforcement measures are carried out in accordance with established laws and regulations regardless of an individual's or organization's political affiliation. Mr. Zala assured that the authority remains committed to professionalism and impartiality, adding that all ZRA employees are required to adhere to a strict code of conduct in the execution of their duties. Mr. Zala added that neither ZRA office, head office, nor the Commissioner General's office has received any appeal from any political party regarding goods allegedly detained by the authority.
The Zambia Revenue Authority would like to inform the general public that, contrary to false claims that are circulating on social media and other platforms, there are no goods whatsoever that are in the custody of the Zambia Revenue Authority. As you might be aware, there are false allegations circulating on various digital platforms that track with party leaders belonging to a political grouping or organization have been founded by the Zambia Revenue Authority and haven't been released for a couple of days. Our investigations have revealed that that is false, and one thing that must be stated clearly is that there is no rebate for any political party. All political parties, all citizens are required to abide by the laws of this country.
In separate development, the United Party for National Development, UPND Youth Wing in Roma constituency in Lusaka, has reiterated its commitment to peaceful political engagement, declaring it will not shield any political member involved in acts of violence as the country prepares for upcoming elections. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show, UPND Vice Youth Chairperson for Politics in Roma constituency, Elliot Mwakandolo, stated that the party focuses on promoting issue-based politics and encouraging young people to engage in constructive national discourse. He noted that the youth wing aims to nurture a generation capable of debating national issues, understanding government policies, and contributing ideas that advance national development. Mr. Mwakandolo highlighted that public concerns over political violence significantly influenced negative perceptions of the Patriotic Front PF during its tenure in government. He has therefore affirmed that UPND youths are dedicated to fostering a political environment where ideas compete freely and differing views are respected. Drawing from his experience as a peace ambassador in 2016, Mwakandolo acknowledged the historical challenges of maintaining peace among political actors. However, he emphasized that the current UPND National Youth Leadership has taken a firm stance against violence and will not intervene for any individual breaking the law.
One thing is youth who can debate, who can articulate issues, who can talk about national issues, youth who can understand government policy, not youth who can carry the panga best, who can insult the most, no. I think that time and that era is gone. As we go into these elections, my encouragement to my fellow youth is that let's go on the ground, let's mobilize, let's give people the this as the good things that the UPND has done. And let's speak to our electorates. There's no time for violence. Even under provocation, I encourage our youth to remain calm.
Meanwhile, he has urged party members to remain disciplined and focus on grassroots engagement as campaigns ahead of the general polls intensify. He encouraged youth to communicate the party's policies and achievements to voters while exercising restraint and staying calm amid provocation.
One of the main reasons why Zambians said no to the PF was the issues to do with violence. And we as the UPND, we want to raise a generation where people will take politics to be different in opinions, not physical violence. We as the UPND, we are very much against violence. We don't condone any form of violence. We want to debate. We want to bring out the best ideas. We want the best person to speak out their minds. And we UPND youths are equal to the task. 2016, I was a peace ambassador myself. We tried to bring the youth together. UPND PF, but it was like our brothers would say this in the day and do the opposite in the night. We made it very clear, our national chairman has made it clear. The anyone that would be involved in anything to do with violence are on their own. The party will not shield or protect anyone that is found in violence.
In a separate development, governance and development advocates have sounded an alarm that political parties alienating grassroots voters risk setting the stage for their own electoral decline. Speaking during Power to the People radio program on Power FM, advocate for industrialization and national development, Kesas Musonda Mwape, said many political parties misunderstand where true political strength originates. He argued that while party structures play an important role, the real source of electoral power lies with the general electorate. Mr. Mwape noted that political parties often weaken themselves when they fail to adopt candidates who enjoy broad public support within their communities. According to Mr. Mwape, internal endorsements and commitment decisions cannot replace the popularity and trust a candidate has earned among voters.
We are not here to create dependency, we are here to build resilience. To our four partner organizations, you were selected because your work is credible, your governance is sound, and your impact is real. You are doing work that matters. This CMIS is proud to stand with you, not as a distant benign factor, but as a committed partner invested in your mission and your sustainability. To the beneficiaries, you are at the heart of everything we do. It is your well-being, your dignity, and your future that gives this program its meaning. It is our sincere hope that through these partnerships, your lives will be made a little more comfortable, your opportunities a little broader, and your futures a little brighter.
Meanwhile, youth activist Victor Malambo described the growing emergence of independent candidates ahead of the August polls as a trend that reflects dissatisfaction within communities. Mr. Malambo said independent candidates rarely enter races without cause, adding that they often emerge when incumbent leaders or party officials become disconnected from the people they represent and fail to address local concerns. In another development, ZCCM Investment Holdings, ZCCMIH, has called for sustainable investments that not only drive business growth, but also enhance the living standards of vulnerable communities. Speaking during the donation of assorted